While a $90 million annual budget may seem hefty for a town of around 7,500 permanent residents, Park City Councilmember Tim Henney says that the budget reflects what hundreds of thousands of visitors add to the mix with their tax revenue and how the city goes about providing services and infrastructure for both residents and the city's visitors.
We also have unique circumstances. We have an amazing town that has great amenities. We bring in visitors from all over the world. So it's not really true to say that we have a town of 7,500 residents. We have a town of 7,500 permanent primary residents, but we guest and host many, many, many hundreds of thousands of people, and that takes a much larger budget. And then all the just amazing community amenities that we have come to, I have to say, expect. And I think there's some negative side to that, which is the size of the budget, but there's also some positives to that, which is, you know, the great lifestyle that we enjoy here.
Henney says that even though property taxes haven't decreased as the economy has recovered and growth has resumed, nor have the taxes been increased. He says, really, it's ultimately up to the community to decide at what level it wants to be maintained.
You know, we can make a community decision not to go down that path and create some of the things that we think might be possible. That would be a big discussion about, you know, what we want to do with the budget and what we want to do with our vision for this town. But right now, I feel that there's a consensus and a majority view that we're on the right track and the budget is justified.
The consensus may be assumed when there seems to be justification, general support, and little opposition to budgetary decisions, like the recent one to increase mayoral and city council compensation.
We've probably had a gap in what the pay should have been for quite a long time, so it seems like a big jump to catch up, but I believe it's a catch up. More importantly, I think we want a diverse city council, and I think the pay was a barrier to some people looking at the possibility of entering into the political arena.
That's Park City Councilmember Tim Henney. The budget was approved at Thursday's City Council meeting. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.